Banff, drivers who feel the need for speed are being warned to slow down. As part of a province-wide RCMP campaign, Banff Mounties are reminding drivers about the dangers of speeding, which they say is still very common in Alberta. Police say driving at unsafe speeds increases the risk of motor vehicle crashes, adding collisions at high speeds are much more likely to cause serious injuries. We want to remind residents and visitors to not be complacent, especially within the school zones in Banff, said Sergeant Natalie Rice, supervisor and investigator at Banff RCMP Detachment. With the nice weather, there's different modes of transportation kids are taking to and from school, including scooters, bikes and skateboards, so just be aware of your speed. According to Banff RCMP, there have been 536 tickets issued so far in 2023 for speeding-related offences. Of those, 53 were issued in the town of Banff and 503 were issued in the Improvement District No. 9 area of Banff National Park. For 2022, there were 2,178 tickets issued for speeding-related offences, including 424 issued in the town of Banff and 1,754 in the ID9 area. Province-wide, RCMP laid more than 55,000 speeding tickets. As part of the province-wide campaign, RCMP provides the following tips for drivers this spring. The faster you're going, the longer it takes to stop. Always ensure that you're leaving enough space to safely stop and avoid unexpected traffic hazards. The posted speed limit is for ideal conditions. Always make sure that you're driving to the conditions. If the roads are slippery, or there's any other obstruction, slow down. Give yourself a few extra minutes. Leaving early to gain some extra time can help avoid the feeling of being rushed in traffic. Be mindful of school zones and construction zones. These areas often have high pedestrian traffic. Make sure you adjust your speed accordingly. Alberta RCMP Traffic Inspector Chris Romancich said collisions where speed is a factor are far more likely to lead to serious injuries or fatalities. Saving a minute or two isn't worth risking a life, he said in a press release. Make sure you follow the speed limit, and if conditions are poor, slow down.